USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The long-awaited Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is to begin shortly on Capitol Hill before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The chairman of the panel, Chuck Grassley, denies Democratic claims that Kavanaugh has said he believes the president is above the law.
He's not saying a president is above the law. He's saying that when you're president of the United States, you might not be prosecuted, but as soon as they get up being president of the United States, they can be prosecuted. After.
Many expect Democrats could make it a contentious confirmation hearing for Kavanaugh, but they don't have the votes to stop his confirmation. The hearing expected to last all week. By the way, Grassley was speaking on Fox News. Tropical Storm Gordon expected to be a hurricane when it makes landfall later today between the Louisiana-Mississippi border and the Alabama-Florida border. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Nevada State investigators looking into the death of a 27-year-old woman in a jail cell in Mineral County last year, where she had been sent for failing to take care of traffic tickets. They have found that Kelly Coltrane wanted to go to a hospital, but her jailers denied her requests.
Although there is video monitoring, sheriff's deputies apparently did not see she had a seizure and had not moved for more than 6 hours. Deputies didn't call for help or try to resuscitate her, the video shows. The 27-year-old reportedly lay dead in her jail cell until the next morning when investigators from the state arrived. Details of her death more than a year ago came to light as a 300-page report released finding jail employees violated multiple policies.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. President Trump tearing into Attorney General Jeff Sessions again over the Justice Department investigations of two Republican congressmen. The president tweeting, "The Democrats, none of whom voted for Sessions, must love him now." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A slowing price of crude oil, one of the factors for a decrease in the price of gasoline this week. John Clemens has the latest.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us a lot of the downturn in the national average can be attributed to price decreases in Michigan, Ohio, and in Indiana, where the prices dropped 6 to 8 cents a gallon. It was those three states that pushed the national average down.
The national average has fallen 1 penny in the last week to $2.83 per gallon today. That's down from $2.84 a week ago.
That is Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. I'm John Clemens.
Voters head to the polls in Massachusetts for primaries today as Republicans Jeff Deal, John Kingston, and Beth Lindstrom are facing off to challenge Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren in the November election. Governor Charlie Baker is being challenged by Scott Lively for the Republican nomination, and Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey are running for the Democratic nomination for governor. And Nike chooses former San Francisco Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick as the face of its new Just Do It campaign. Kaepernick tweeting a photo of himself with the slogan, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Nike using it to celebrate the 30th anniversary of its Just Do It slogan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.